This is Trish Bassani. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, and welcome to the Speech Coaching Radio Show, a part of the EPN Network. My speech coaching advice for today revolves around how speakers will benefit from author Stephen King's advice. Here's good news. Stephen King, one of the world's most widely read authors, has shared his favorite tips about writing rather than hoarding them so his competition couldn't use them. And here's more good news. Speakers, too, will benefit greatly when they apply his writing advice to their speech preparation and delivery. That shouldn't come as a surprise, since both authors and speakers depend heavily on language mastery. Specifically, note how what I'll call these three Kingisms apply to speaking. First, realize that you may not succeed at first. As a beginning writer, King's manuscripts prompted many editors to reject his submissions. At first, he began saving the rejections on a nail driven into the wall of an upstairs room. Eventually, the no thank you letters overflowed the space on the nail, so King started putting them on a larger spike. 2 laborious years later, he got his first scribbled note of encouragement from an editor. It said, "This is good. Not for us, but good. You have talent. Submit again." Which he did do repeatedly. His millions of readers are grateful he didn't let early failures kill his career at the outset. In the speaking arena, Mark Twain became one of the first authors to capitalize on his fame by becoming a well-paid professional speaker. Yet his first attempts were embarrassing flops. On October 2nd, 1866, he stood on the Academy of Music stage in San Francisco. His biographer described Twain as trembling with terror, frozen in place for a full minute. Fortunately, he gained control of himself and launched his career as a popular lecturer. So if your first attempts at facing audiences disappointed you, keep in mind that every highly capable speaker has come a long way from his or her starting point. Second, use simple language. King commented, "Language does not always have to wear a tie and lace-up shoes." He added that one of the really bad things you can do to your writing is to dress up the vocabulary, looking for long words because maybe you're a little bit ashamed of your short ones. This is like dressing up a household pet in evening clothes. Novice speakers often assume they need to demonstrate their advanced level of higher education to their audiences, so they sprinkle fancy words throughout their speeches. However, they would be much more likely to attract and keep attention by replacing the complex, unfamiliar words with words that are simple and clear. Replace heretofore with from now on, and replace penultimate with next to last. When you give a speech, use the same unadorned vocabulary you use in ordinary conversation. Consider your speech nothing grander than an enlarged conversation with multiple individuals. Third, eliminate worn-out words and phrases. Stephen King had no trouble compiling a list of words he considered overworked and therefore without impact. He wrote, "I believe that anyone using the phrase, 'That's so cool,' should have to stand in the corner, and that those using the far more odious phrases at this point in time and at the end of the day should be sent to bed without supper. Speakers will be wise to make a list of words audiences don't want to hear again. Examples, closure, step up to the plate, think outside the box, get ahead of the pack. In my humble opinion, hear me out on this point. Pushing the envelope like a stuck record, turn on a dime, spread like wildfire, get the show on the road, being on the same page, upset the apple cart, throw out the baby with the bath, and so many more." In summary, Stephen King's coaching for writers and speakers includes these key approaches. Stay determined regardless of early failures. Don't use long words when short ones will get the point across. And get rid of stale language that bores and offends listeners. Thanks for tuning in to the Speech Coaching Radio Show here on the EPN Network. I'm your host, Dr. Bill Lampton.
This is the ePodcast Network.